On Saturday, Hartford, Connecticut saw dueling groups of protesters over whether to accept Syrian refugees in the state. WSHU's Katie Toth has more.
Over 200 protesters rallied on one side of the state capitol lawn, holding signs with messages like, "Fear not," and "Refugees are welcome here." On the other side of the capitol, I saw 23 protesters who were against letting in Syrian refugees. A few held American flags. Many wore camouflage clothing. That's where, for a moment, the two sides collided. Two people in favor of Syrian refugees confronted the gathering of protesters who were against. One of those protesters was Ron Ward. I asked Ward and anti-refugee organizer Angelia Bulch to debate their views.
If you have 10 people and you let 10 people into your house and 9 of them are great people but one's a murderer and you have to play the game of guess which one it is, I think that speaks for itself.
If I have one apple on the cart that's going rotten, I don't throw away the whole cart. I call out the one apple. And to say that we don't have a process in place that does that, I think is just misstating the facts. I think it's hysteria.
Bulch and others then marched towards Governor Daniel Malloy's mansion about an hour away to demand that he stop helping Syrian refugees settle in the state. Meanwhile, members of the pro-refugee contingent collected food and clothing donations for refugee resettlement programs and listened to speeches from Syrian asylum seekers and local activists. Katie Toth, WSHU News, Hartford.